Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at the updated KenmoreTeam.com, or feel free to visit us also on Facebook under Kenmore Team. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how's everything going?
Well, doing pretty good, and this kind of drove home besides the fact that Thanksgiving is less than 3 weeks away. I noticed on some of the notes here, should my home be listed during the holidays? And I read the word holidays three times, and I went,
exactly.
Wow.
I appreciate you looking ahead at the show notes and being shocked. I was like, oh my man, it is time. We might not want to, but earlier this week I heard somebody say, I think today it's probably down to 53 days till Christmas, and I was like, holy mackerel, we've got to do the prepping the home for the holiday show. It's crazy to think, but it is definitely upon us. All things considered, we've been pretty blessed with some great weather, though. I think that's also what has it sneak up on us. You know, it's been relatively warm, hasn't gotten too many of those cold frosts yet, so
yeah.
I think we've kind of been lulled into the fact of forgetting that this is the first show in November.
Yes.
So I wanted to do that topic today, talk about some different things and kind of what traditionally happens in the Tri-Cities market. First, though, we always like to start with our celebrity housing story, and also keeping with the keeping with the tradition right now of the election talk. If you haven't heard enough about the elections, I thought I'd throw a real estate slant in there again. And our celebrity home of the week was a home that was built in 1942 for Ronald Reagan and his first wife, actress Jane Wyman.
Wow.
This home is currently been owned by Jane Fonda and her partner, music producer Richard Perry.
I know why she's selling it.
You do?
Because Ronnie keeps haunting her.
That's exactly the slant we were looking for on this. So it is a 6,000 square foot Hollywood Hills home, and it had been put on the market earlier for $10 million. And actually, it was reported in the Los Angeles Times that the five-bedroom, seven-bath home with a view of the Pacific Ocean and downtown, incredible property, sold and closed for $8.5 million.
Wow.
So definitely, there we go. And that is that kind of gives us a little slant on some famous political real estate history there. The ghost of Ronnie.
I'm going to be laughing about that for the rest of the day.
Yes, definitely. So there we have it with our celebrity housing story. But getting back to what's going on, the weather outside might be getting a little bit colder, but that doesn't always translate into a cold real estate market. I'm getting that question a lot right now. It's one reason we wanted to do the show about this today is people are like, should I go ahead and list a home, Lance? You know, do houses even sell this time of year? So I thought I'd go back and look at a little bit of history on the numbers just to see, okay, do they sell this time of year? So actually, and we've talked about this before, they really do. So when we look at last year, 2011, the period of November and December, 488 homes actually sold and closed between November and December last year. Now looking back in comparison to how that is September, October, same year, 491 sold. So within three homes in that holiday time period. So very, very active time. And then I thought, let's just check 2010 so we have some accurate numbers and can see how the trend plays out. So 2010, very similar numbers within 18 homes. 2010, November and December time period, 470 homes sold. And in September, October that same year, 2010, 497. So very, very close numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The market, there might be a perception that the homes don't sell that time of year. But based upon these numbers and the actual factual data, it is just that, a perception, because there's quite a large number of sales that take place the next couple months.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to talk about preparing your home for the holidays and some reasons why, if you are ready to sell, you might not want to wait. So I've broken this down into 9 main reasons for us to go over today. And number one reason that we come up with and where we really start to pique our interest is November and December buyers are generally very serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes a lot more effort to be looking this time of year. Number one, I mean, we have the daylight thing happening, like being less of it. I tell you every year, I say it starts to get dark, and I mean naturally our work day and the times we can show houses, we have to be a lot more specific in arranging when people get off work, showing houses during lunch periods, because what happens is we get to this time of year, a lot of people get off work at 5 o'clock. And when they're walking out to their car, it's dark.
Yep.
And when a lot of times, you know, the last couple months, we'll show houses at, you know, 6, 7, 8 o'clock, you know, when people are off work. Well, that's not really as much of an option this time of year. So it's a lot more effort to be looking. You've got the weather to contend with. You've got holiday functions and work requirements. And you also have, we have to carry flashlights a lot more. You have mm-hmm. to schedule when you can see. So if you are a homeowner and you're getting showings now, you should know that these generally are not the looky-loos that you might see in a market in a different time of year.
Mm-hmm.
These generally are people very serious because of the effort it takes. So we concentrate on making sure all of these buyers have all the information they need about the homes that they're getting in at different times that might be a little bit abnormal, and making sure that we can get those showings scheduled for folks, because those people are very serious this time of year. Reason number two that we have a lot of sales this time of year, shown by the numbers, is that a lot of homes show better decorated for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
People generally are more conscious this time of year about how their house looks. They're sprucing it up with decorations. They're cleaning it up for holiday parties. They have candles out, food that smells good, and a lot of these things really make a buyer feel at ease.
Because people are spending more time indoors.
That's exactly right. They're spending more time indoors. A lot of times we talk about depersonalizing a house.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great things about the holiday season is that these are general decorations that are not like personal pictures, family specific. So it kind of naturally depersonalizes the house and makes it fit with that great feeling of home. So people have really taken a lot of time to make sure the houses look well. Another thing we point out, too, is I was talking with our carpet cleaners. Our carpet cleaners tell us that this time of year is their most busiest time of year,
mm-hmm.
with people having their carpets cleaned prior to holiday parties. They know they're going to be spending a lot more time inside. There's been a lot of the summer dust, so they get their carpets cleaned. Naturally, as those type of things are done, the houses start to look better.
Mm.
So the showings, the houses look better, and we've got a more serious buyer in the home. Point number three that I bring out is traditionally we see that what happens is there is actually less inventory on the market this time of year, because there is that perception. A lot mm-hmm. of people want to wait this in the spring when their yard looks better. You know, that's the reasons we hear for people waiting in the spring, and they don't have to deal with the contention of the holidays and planning around. But if you're willing to do that and your home is on the market, when your home is on the market and there's less inventory out there, that means that when in the middle of the summer someone might have 6 homes to look at just like yours, now this time of the year they might only have 3 to look at, and mm-hmm. you're increasing your chances that you might be one of those 3 that are picked. So it makes it easier to differentiate yourself with less competition on the market. We can also do a couple things and look at offering more incentives than the competing homes. this is a great time of the year to do some incentive pricing, to do some increased commissions to the showing agents that are coming and showing your home, and increase some of the incentives, because around the holidays we're seeing that people have that mentality. So there are some tricks we can do with the listings to try to increase the number of showings at the same time.
Some of the holiday generosity spills into the real estate market.
Well, it's true.
That's exactly right. The generosity, it's like having a sale. People are in that mentality of that shopping mentality. And, you know, McKay, let's just throw a house in there while we're at it.
Why not?
It's a great present for your significant other and your family. So I can greatly get on board with your mentality there. Reason number four that I wrote down is there are some programs where there many times is a lot more money available this time of year. There's special programs out there that are year-dependent, calendar year-dependent is their fiscal year. So people are looking to make sure the money from those programs gets spent by the end of the year. Some of it is use it or lose it money. So we see people out there, I've been talking with the lenders, there's some really aggressive new programs, some new state bond programs out there that are working well for this area. A lot of motivation to get people in and have a real strong fourth quarter with those programs and get that money placed where it can be used. So we're working very closely with the lenders, looking at the big deal, where can we get the money for these programs. So that is reason numbers one through four. We've got five more great reasons when we come back from the break of why you might want to consider selling during the holidays, some tips about making sure you have the house spruced up and ready for these holiday buyers, and some great new properties when we come back.
Right here on News Talk 870.
To the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about why people might list their homes during the holidays. Should you list during the holidays? And we reviewed some of the numbers in our first segment. We looked at the factual data showing that generally the next 2 months are just as strong, the last 2 years of our history are just as strong as a September-October timeframe. So there's a lot of sales that still happen out there. We've talked about a couple reasons, four reasons before the break, why those happen. We got five more here to go over and talk a little bit about some of the advantages that you can use if you need to sell this time of year. So reason number five that I've written down on the list is that generally there's less inventory out there. People are starting to wind down some of the programs that they've had to use. And what happens is we see lenders make a large fourth quarter push. Sometimes they have less going on. There's less business planning going on. They're able to focus, and we see the loan turnaround time in the fourth quarter generally get back faster. We're already starting to see that the last couple weeks. A lot of attention to detail by the lenders out there, really pushing to finish the year strong. They're taking advantage of these low interest rates that we've had right now. And there are a lot of people processing under the current rates because they're not sure what's going to happen over the next 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
So that makes a big, big difference. I've got down here reason number six, and we see this a lot. In fact, we're already planning these trips right now for folks we're working with, is a lot of times job transferees will take holiday and vacation days to house hunt. We've already talked to quite a few folks that are planning on making the move here after the first of the year, starting their job in the new fiscal year, January, February. And what they've done is they've identified that they're coming over those holiday breaks, adding their house hunting trip onto the holiday days that they currently have off, and taking a longer time period to look. So a lot of times people will say to us, well, you know, I don't want to show the house at all Thanksgiving, or I have a house full of people. But a lot of times people will do the opposite, and they'll be the ones traveling and their house is left vacant during that time period.
Mm-hmm.
If it is, that's a great opportunity for folks that won't show their house during that week for you to get additional showings by having your house available.
Yes.
So many times it's the perfect time, especially if you're going to be out of town for that holiday period, you very likely will get increased showings from job transferees of what they can see when they're here to look at those homes. So the situation, if we kind of flip it around and look at the incoming folks during that time period versus who's actually here, you can get some increased showings over those time periods. And once again, those are showings that we take very, very seriously.
Well, and this swings back to, at the beginning, the motivated looker.
Exactly. And we always, I mean, we are all, we just know, I expect to sell a house or two or three or four during that holiday time period.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that we're going to get those phone calls because every year we have those job transferees looking at that time period. Our goal is to make sure that they purchase one of those houses that you've listed with us. So great time period to take advantage of the of those lookers. And lots of recruiters right now are trying to get their employees settled by January so they can start the new year here. In fact, mm-hmm. I was just talking to somebody last night moving here to work at the prison, up in Connell, living mm-hmm. in Tri-Cities. They're planning on making that move over the holidays and making that transition. So, once again, the perfect example of somebody that we're trying to get settled here by the new year. Reason number seven is that we always make a big push at the end of the year to finish strong.
Mm-hmm.
The market here is always great. It's still better than in most areas. We have the super low interest rates. And my business plan that I have personally mm-hmm. does not include selling zero homes in November and December.
Well, if you were a car dealer, okay, we're shutting down for December, seeing you in January.
I will tell you, we have very specific business goals to meet, and that still means selling a large number of houses in November and December. So we make a big push to make sure that happens. We have one of the largest pools of first-time buyers and move-up buyers that we've had in a long time due to the low interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
So we're capitalizing on that right now, and we're getting as many of those sold to those buyers as we possibly can the last 2 months of the year. Reason number eight that I wrote down is, once again, I always plan special marketing throughout December to keep our listings fresh and in front of more people.
Mm-hmm.
There are radio promotions that we have, opportunities that we have during the holidays for extra radio advertising where we place our commercials to maximize the number of eyes that we have seeing people. We also do client appreciation gifts and parties and letters this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So we are putting homes and businesses and real estate in front of probably more people than any time the rest of the year because we're utilizing those opportunities to reach out to our sphere of influence, to get those referrals, to get those buyers into the homes so they can sell. So it is a busy, busy time of year that we use to really capitalize on those special promotions.
And one of the things to mention, too, and I know we've touched on this in past shows, there are people in the real estate business who kind of kick back and coast in the fall.
That's exactly right. We have talked about that, and that is one thing where we feel like that is an advantage where we can jump in, take advantage of that, and gobble up some of those opportunities so that we can get those buyers mm-hmm. into the homes that they want to get into, get them a great deal, and help our sellers get sold and transferred. We talked a lot about the buyers coming in here to settle for the beginning of the year. We also have a large number of clients we're helping evaluating prices right now because they're also trying to relocate to another community by the first of the year. So
mm-hmm.
so there is this big transition that takes place this time of year that doesn't always get talked about. And reason number nine that I wrote down, and one of the biggest reasons that I always want to go over, is that it just comes down to the fact I'm not afraid to say I want your business. So
mm-hmm.
we want your referrals. We want to earn your business. And we also guarantee our services in writing. We remain aggressive all year, like we talked about. Our business plan does not have included in it disappearing for 2 months at the end of the year. So we are really here. We're on record pace this year, record sales numbers, largely in part due to this radio audience and their referrals, and we appreciate that every single day. And so we're here to knock it out of the park, set a new record, and then go into next year trying to beat that record. So we really are focusing on selling your home, helping buyers get into new homes, and help you do this, you know, for the most amount of money in the least amount of time with the fewest hassles.
And, you know, you'd also mention on here, too, there could be some changes. We all know what's going on nationally, politically, economically. There could be changes. You don't always know what's going to happen in 2013.
We don't. Generally, we've been riding out these calm interest rates, these super low interest rates. You know, we really don't have an indication. It's going to be a crazy week next week. And then things will start to settle out a little bit, and we'll determine what, you know, what direction, and keep an eye. We're always keeping an eye on where things are going to go. We deal with what we know right now, and we know that we have these historically low rates, these great opportunities to jump in and take advantage of these prices. And so we're helping as many people do that as we possibly can right now. Speaking of that, of course, we have the properties that you want to take a look at. And we have some phenomenal properties under our pick three. I've got a very diverse range today. Three properties I picked out that are just a fabulous, fabulous opportunity. A new listing that is just an incredible piece of property. It's in West Richland. This is located on Peterson Road in West Richland. So that's off of Van Giesen and Grosskopf out there. It is the actual address, 73535 North Peterson Road. Now, this is a property that is out there on almost nearly 10 acres.
Wow.
9.85 acres and beautifully maintained. We're talking about underground solid set sprinkler system. We're talking about beautifully mowed pastures, well maintained pastures. And I know people out there are thinking, okay, you've got the pastures, you've got the fencing. What comes next? Do you have the shops and the stalls to go with it? Yes, we do. And so there's actually two separate shops. One of them has been fully outfitted with its own home office, separate from the three-bedroom, two-bath house. So we got a 1,700-square-foot house on this property.
Wow.
Then you have the shop that has, like, the mini apartment with the kitchen attached to it, and they've used it as a home office. So beautifully set up so you can go out, operate your business or home office separate from the house, dream setup with the shop area behind it. That's one of the outbuilding shops. And then you have the huge shop that includes the four-stall barn, tack room with water and power, and loafing sheds also. All of this on the 9.85 acres set up for horses and your animals, and we're talking $275,000.
What?
So we're talking a setup horse property under $300,000.
Wow.
In a beautiful setting and a beautiful location that has been well maintained.
Is that a typo?
It is not a typo, and these folks have just done an amazing job with this acreage. A lot of times, you know, there's the back 5 acres has been let go, or it's just, you know, just kind of dry. No, this whole property is super well maintained.
That might be the best pick three I've ever heard.
It's a very good pick three. We've already had just in the first 3 days listed. I track on the back end the agent views and client views of this property. We've already had 88 of our colleague agents out there look and view at this detail sheet. We've had a couple showings already and people calling to request showings. So very excited about that property. Pick number two, if you're looking for that flat building lot in central Kennewick that you haven't been able to find in a neighborhood, it's here now. This is a 1975 West 32nd Avenue, just off of Tacoma Place and Rainier Street in Kennewick, in southwest Kennewick. This is almost a 1 acre flat building lot, gorgeous neighborhood, mm-hmm. and it's priced at $90,000.
Kind of up by Pheasant Run area.
It is. That's exactly where it is. And so it's hard to find a one-acre lot within that development, mm-hmm. within that area of Kennewick, that is flat, ready to build, $90,000. If you've been looking for that perfect building lot, let us show this to you because it
and
is.
And, of course, it's got all the, I would imagine, all the utilities.
It's got already. Utilities put in, street to it. It is, that lot is ready to building permit, break ground.
Wow.
So, fabulous, fabulous one. Pick number three that I've got. This is 183 Edgewood Drive. This is in South Richland.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 2,400 square foot, four bedroom, three bath, two story home in Hills West there Ooh. In South Richland. And just an amazing park-like setting. Beautiful, beautiful private backyard with the large mature trees. It's perfect for entertaining. It's got a huge family room and living room right off of the kitchen. A huge master suite with its own private deck right off the master suite.
Ooh.
So 2,400 square feet, South Richland, and we're coming in price-wise on this at $229,900. So once again, we talked about great inventory. In a market with less competition,
mm-hmm.
that pick three right there now shows exactly how some of that is possible. These homes look gorgeous. I would love to show any of them to somebody, plus the opportunity to build on that one lot right now
mm-hmm.
with the lowest possible interest rates you'll see when you convert that building loan to a permanent mortgage.
Wow.
There's a lot of opportunities in the market right now. We want to be the team that helps you capitalize on those opportunities. Once again, you can get me anytime at 727-8977,
mm-hmm.
Or even easier, contacting us through kenmoreteam.com. And we're going to be right back here next Saturday morning taking advantage of this market.
Right here on News Talk 870.